Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. A Shawnee County District Court judge has ordered transgender residents cannot ask for changes in their sex on their driver's licenses.
Judge Teresa Watson's ruling comes after the Attorney General filed suit against two officials in the governor's administration over her ruling that the DMV could continue to change the sex designation of licenses to a trans person's current gender. WIBW reports the AG contends a law that went into effect on July 1st prevents those types of changes. Judge Watson's order will remain in effect for 2 weeks, although it can be extended. In her order, she wrote, compliance with the state legal requirements for identification license holders is a public safety concern.
The City of Manhattan's new Community Support Funds Advisory Board is accepting online applications through August 6 for social services funding for the 2024 calendar year. Find out more at cityofmhk.com. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
ValleyVet.com. Fair time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mist or Show Barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat, too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute options and show box styles, too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has released the 2022 Kansas Crime Index Report, and the report compiles crime statistics reported to the KBI by state and local law enforcement agencies throughout Kansas. The 2022 Kansas Crime Index Report indicated that violent crime in Kansas has decreased by 4.3% from 2021, showing declines in each of the categories of violent crime. A total of 12,849 violent crimes were reported in Kansas in the categories of murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault and battery. Violent crime in Kansas had been steadily rising each year since 2014, but seems to have started to level off as violent crime offenses declined in 2021 and 2022. Despite this decline, the number of violent crimes in 2022 remained 9.2% above the 10-year average and has not returned to pre-pandemic crime levels. In 2022, overall property crime declined by 10%. In Kansas, property offenses have steadily declined since 2017, though property crime offenses are assumed to be underreported to law enforcement. Data from the report is gathered from standard offense and arrest reports submitted by local law agencies, and you can find the full 2022 Kansas Crime Index Report and previous year statistics at kansas.gov/KBI. A state court judge on Monday ordered Kansas to stop allowing transgender people to change their sex on their driver's licenses ahead of the first hearing in a lawsuit filed by the state's attorney general against the practice. District Judge Teresa Watson issued the order 3 days after Attorney General Kris Kobach sued two officials in Governor Laura Kelly's administration over her announcement that the state's motor vehicles division would continue changing driver's licenses for transgender people so that the sex listing matches their gender identities. Kobach contends that a law, which took effect on July 1st, prevents such changes and requires the state to reverse any previous changes in its records. The order will stay in effect for 2 weeks, although Watson can extend it. The judge's move is significant because transgender people have been able to change their driver's licenses for 4 years. The new Kansas law defines a person's sex as male or female based on the biological reproductive system identified at birth, applying that definition to any state law or regulation. It also says that important governmental objectives of protecting people's privacy, health, and safety justify single-sex spaces such as bathrooms and locker rooms. Kelly's office has said attorneys for the Motor Vehicles Division, parent agency, the Kansas Department of Revenue, concluded that their practice of allowing changes by transgender people did not violate the law. However, Watson, a judge in Shawnee County, home to the state capital of Topeka, said allowing the Motor Vehicle Division to keep making changes for transgender people would cause immediate and irreparable injury, as compliance with state legal requirements for identifying license holders is a public safety concern. Day 9 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report has been provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Harvest continues to plod along into the second week of July, and farmers who still have wheat left to cut are facing rain delays along with hail, leading to a long, drawn-out wheat harvest. From July 3rd to July 9th, there were only 4.1 days suitable for field work, according to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service Crop Progress Report for the week ending July 9th. Harvest is now 59% complete, well behind 93% last year and 84% for the average. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest23, and you can tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your harvest stories and photos. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
Monday's evening storms brought damaging winds, hail, and heavy rain to portions of northwest Kansas. The National Weather Service reported 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts in Phillips and Smith counties, a landspout near Weskin in Wallace County, and hail in Thomas County. The Phillips County Sheriff's Office asked the public to avoid East 500 Road and U.S. 36 due to power lines that were down across the highway, and according to the Sheriff's Office, the storm also caused damage in the community of Agra. A roof was reported to be on or near the highway. Sean Kinney's Animal Superpowers, a brand new exhibition featuring awe-inspiring sculptures made from Lego bricks, will be on view at the Hanson Museum now to September 10th. From the mind of acclaimed artist Sean Kinney, Animal Superpowers showcases larger-than-life sculptures of creatures who have evolved to possess their very own superpowers, and invites guests to learn the science behind them. Produced by Image Exhibitions Incorporated, Animal Superpowers is chock full of STEAM content and will inspire budding artists, engineers, zoologists, and biologists to expand their imaginations, get curious, and explore in an experience that both educates and excites. The sculptures and exhibits in Animal Superpowers explore the evolutionary, biological, and environmental reasons for amazing animal adaptions, such as shape-shifting, super strength, echolocation, and limb regeneration, and it asks the guests to imagine themselves with the same abilities. Combining the world's most beloved toy brick with the mythology of superheroes, Animal Superpowers provides an entertaining platform through which visitors can appreciate the wonders of the natural world. You can explore the joy and wonder of Sean Kinney's Animal Superpowers made with Lego bricks, open weekdays, and admission is free. Due to the growing concerns within the scientific community about increases in transmissible diseases among wildlife, staff and commissioners with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have taken the first steps in what will be a multi-year exploration of issues surrounding baiting wildlife, a leading cause of unnatural congregation of wildlife and subsequent spreading of diseases. The department defines baiting as the act of intentionally placing food or nutrient substances to manipulate the behavior of wildlife species, though this is not to be confused with food plots planted consistent with accepted local and regional agricultural guidelines, which the department does not oppose. Kansas Wildlife and Parks commissioners hosted a general public panel discussion on June 22nd, where subject matter experts from Kansas, North Dakota, and Oklahoma shared insights into the history of baiting in the Midwest, the increased risks of disease transmission, nutrition and toxins associated with baiting and supplemental feeding, and animal behavior, among other concerns. The June 22nd panel discussion, which lasted approximately 2 hours, will serve as a springboard for several town hall-style public meetings that are set to take place in the coming months, during which time the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks staff and commissioners will solicit input from the broader public, including hunters, landowners, members of industry, and more. Though the staff intends to make baiting wildlife a regular discussion item at future commission meetings, no official regulation recommendations are planned. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will advertise the date and time of all public meetings on ksoutdoors.com. The Kansas Department of Transportation began work to resurface a portion of I-70 in Gove County. The project area covers approximately 20 miles, starting near Oakley at mile marker 75 and extending east to Grainfield. The work includes milling and overlay on both the westbound and eastbound lanes, with the westbound lanes to be constructed first. Traffic will be reduced to one lane with a decreased speed limit through the work zone, and minor delays not exceeding 5 minutes should be anticipated. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project to be complete in early November, conditions permitting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Quality and service you can count on at your Jamboree. On sale this week, boneless, skinless chicken breast, buy one, get one free. Whole pork tenderloins, $2.48 a pound. Red or green grapes, $1.98 a pound. Iceberg lettuce, $1.98 each. Best Choice shredded cheese, two for $4. And select varieties, Best Choice ice cream, 48 ounce, just $3.98 each. Enjoy these savings and more this week at your Jamboree Foods with locations in Norton and Hill City. New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our Made in the USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The Kansas wheat harvest continues to plod along as rain and hail have farmers who still need to cut their crops waiting out the delays. Mary Marsh with Kansas Wheat has the latest update.
According to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, crop progress report for the week ending July 9th, 2023, harvest is now 59% complete, well behind the 93% last year. Farmers are balancing a mix of emotions from frustration caused by having to wait for conditions to dry, stress of potential hail and other weather events, with joy from these recent rains. Northwest of Hayes, Eric Worth, general manager of Golden Belt Co-op, speculates they are about 90% wrapped up with harvest for the year. Yields are averaging around 30 bushels per acre, with some brighter spots getting up to 40 bushels per acre. Bruce Williams at Trinity Ag and Smith Center says his area has been subject to the rain delays as well. Having had big days on July 3rd and 4th, they have not had a single full week of continuous cutting this harvest. Earlier loads to the elevator had test weights that were about 60 to 63 pounds per bushel, but these later storms have caused those numbers to dip into the 58 pound per bushel range. Proteins in the area have been as high as 12 to 14%. Yields have been all over the board. Mark Bossy, owner of MJB Harvesting, shared that nearly all of their customers in Kansas have been affected by either hail or drought or both. Fields that were going to be decent are now looking to only be 15 to 35 bushels per acre. The one field the MJB crew has been able to cut so far yielded about 35 to 40 bushels per acre. Several producers along the Gove and Lane County line will not even harvest their crop. Check back on July 12th as the Kansas Wheat crew continues to share results from the field with the next harvest report.
As far as corn and soybeans are concerned, 36% of the state's corn crop is silking, ahead of the 32 last year and 35-year average. 95% of the Kansas soybean crop has emerged, while 32% are blooming. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A warm front will move across the central plains through the afternoon, so the heat will get turned up for Kansas over the next few days. 90 statewide today, and along with high humidity in the eastern counties, it'll be hotter on Wednesday, many locations topping the 100-degree mark. Our severe weather risk is low today, except for a few strong thunderstorms that might pop up in our far northern counties. Other than that, precipitation chances are low for the afternoon. Some severe thunderstorms will be possible tomorrow afternoon for about the eastern half of the state. Thursday looks pretty hot. Then we get a little break from the heat Friday and through the weekend. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a warm front is heading in from the southwest and will quickly cross Kansas today. Humidity will be high in the eastern counties with the heat index around 100 this afternoon. A frontal boundary will set up just to our north overnight with a low-pressure wave cutting through, and we could get a few showers or thunderstorms in our eastern counties overnight. For Wednesday, another low-pressure trough will be over the western counties early in the day. It'll get very warm statewide, mid to upper 90s in the western counties and low 100s in the east, and that humidity will hang around. Then a weak frontal boundary will drop in from the northern plains tomorrow afternoon. That might bring some severe thunderstorms to our eastern and northeastern counties late in the day, mainly dry for the western high plains. Slightly better rain chances on Thursday and Friday. Temperatures will be trending downward by Friday afternoon. This afternoon in northwest Kansas, we'll be in the mid to upper 90s with mid to upper 60s overnight. Low to mid 90s north central, and tonight we're in the low 70s. Low to mid 90s northeast and low to mid 70s for the overnight hours. In the southwest counties, mid 90s for today, mid to upper 60s overnight. South central, low to mid 90s, and tonight we're in the mid 70s. Low to mid 90s southeast and mid 70s for the overnight lows. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.